Aye.
Those opposed?
The Sioux City Community School Board unanimously voted Monday night to return to hybrid learning after winter break on January 4th. After lengthy and sometimes contentious debate, the board is also requiring school leaders to provide more information reporting COVID-19 numbers.
We've done a willful act of omission.
That's board member Dan Greenwell, who along with Taylor Goodwin pushed for the move.
We get a report that roughly 370-some students have positive COVID. And oh, by the way, that's less than 10% what we've been reporting. And I'm being generous with 10% because I average it for 3 weeks.
Every Friday, the school district issues a public COVID-19 update showing the number of students and staff members who have tested positive. That number is much lower. Here's what Superintendent Dr. Paul Gosman had to say in response to criticism surrounding COVID-19 reporting.
There's an allegation out there tonight that we know the number and we're just hiding it from you. We're not.
Before the school board voted to move to hybrid learning, Bernie Scalero, a school counselor from West High and union leader, expressed her concerns about school safety.
Believe, achieve, succeed means nothing if you don't show some damn love and compassion.
The next board meeting is scheduled for January 11th. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.